worship God as a community of faith 50 years old on the birthday of the church. Happy birthday, Church of Our Savior. You know, I'm always amazed at these Christians that say, well, I don't watch TV. I just want to tell you, I watch TV. And I have to confess that I like CSI and NCIS, and if I'm in a really crazy mood, I'll watch Jersey Vicious. Don't tell anybody. What happened to Church of Our Savior stays in Church of Our Savior. But you know what? As Reverend Mitchell rightly said, the playbook that we used 50 years ago is less than applicable today because of what is on television is changing the minds and hearts of people today. Yes. Our technology has advanced so much that you can watch TV now on your iPhone.
Yes.
How many of you have an iPhone? Come on. It's getting there. Next year this time you're going to have one. I know. You know, one of the best things about TV are the commercials. And when you think about it, a commercial is a study in faith. A commercial is a study in faith. The advertisers want you to have faith in their product. Before you even buy it, they want you to have faith in their product. They want you to have faith in what they say about their product. They want you to have so much faith that you will part with your hard-earned money and go out and buy it. Do we have that kind of faith in God? Now, I'm about to get personal, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to talk about one segment of the commercial world. Every one of us, at one point or another in our lives, has gone on a diet. Me included. I read somewhere that a diet is when you have to go to some length to change your width. Now, all the products on the market will tell you in their commercial what you need to lose weight. They don't know you. They don't know your metabolism, your DNA, your history. But they will tell you that you need Dexatrim, Weight Watchers, Jenny, Nutrisystem, Ally. The list goes on. Here's that fake thing again. Jenny says that if you order $300 worth of food, that's fine, you will look like a size 3 like Marie Osmond. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never been a size 3. And dieting is hard. I mean, some of us face it like to cheat when we're on a diet. You know, when you have that kind of mentality like carrot cake counts as a serving of vegetables? Well, as the old time preachers would say, I stopped by today to tell you that there's only one diet that you need to put your faith in. And I'm calling it God's liquid diet. Now, think about Psalm 42 that Reverend Mitchell read earlier. Put it in plain language, just like a deer who's running around through the woods looking for water, so our souls thirst for God. Now, we know thirst this past week at 99 degrees with a heat index of 105. We are ready for that cool drink. Likewise, our souls, that part of us that is inside of us, has that same thirst for the living God, that same thirst for God. It is underutilized, our soul. We don't always pay attention. attention to what our soul needs. And today, we're going to find out about God's liquid diet. Now, the TV likes to talk about what you need to drink, and we're going to talk about the non-alcoholic stuff today. And I have brought by some demonstrations for you. Gatorade. The TV will tell you that Gatorade is the thirst aid for that deep down body thirst. After rigorous exercise, Gatorade claims that it replaces what exercise causes us to expel. It contains glucose and potassium that is supposed to replace essential nutrients. Now, when we thirst for God, we are replacing what spiritual nutrients our world takes out of us. Friends, we are surrounded by forces which will drain every last energy from us, mind, body, and spirit. Not to mention the gas prices, the economy, the home ownership. People are losing their homes. People are losing their jobs. All of those things take away our energy and our strength, and sometimes our faith. We often want to blame the devil for the problems in our lives, but sometimes it's our own family, our co-workers, and yes, church folk. One Sunday morning, Satan appeared before a small town congregation. Everyone saw him and started running and screaming for the front church door, trampling each other in a frantic effort to get away. Soon, everyone was gone, except for an elderly woman who sat calmly in the pew. Satan walked up to the woman and said, "Don't you know who I am?" The woman replied, "Yes, I do, sir." Satan asked, "Well, aren't you going to run?" "Nope, not going to run," the woman said. Perturbed, Satan asked, "Well, why aren't you afraid of me?" The woman calmly replied, "I've been married to your brother for 40 years." To witness the rapture that didn't come. Friends, you've seen Christians knocking at your door saying they're happy all the time. Beware. Longing for God is not sitting in church waiting for that good, warm, and fuzzy feeling to wash over you. It's not all about the front. You know the saying, heaven bound but no earthly good? Friends, there are a lot of people saying they've got religion and will lead you in the wrong direction. There are a lot of people saying that they have God deep down in their soul. What's good is if you're too blessed to be stressed on Sunday morning, but then you talk about your neighbor on Sunday night. What good is it saying if you're singing Victory Is Mine on Sunday, but you're trying to stab your co-work in the back on the morning? If we want the real thing, we need to make sure we are learning and studying about the real God, yes, who calls us to love one another, yes, even if we don't agree with our neighbors, calling us to love one another, even if somebody in the church gets on your nerves. We are called to have faith in the living God, who is the real thing for us. John 7:38 reminds us that Jesus gives us the living water. We start receiving this water when we demonstrate by our lives that we love God, yes, and our neighbor as ourselves. Incidentally, the brand new Coke slogan is Coke, life begins here. And for y'all who don't drink Coke, we got Pepsi. Now, Pepsi's slogan used to be a choice of the new generation. And that, friends, is the problem. On this liquid diet of the world, our youth are craving the taste of a world gone wild. Whether it's crack, Blanca, Xing, cherry, meth, China, white, Rasta, or good old-fashioned reefer, the new God of choice is all about the high. But hey, not all young people do drugs. Others, instead of doing their homework, would rather watch music videos from names like Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Ghostface Killer, or Snoop Dogg. Maybe if music is not your thing, you can grab the remote control from your Xbox and play Super Meat Boy, The Witcher 2, Assassins of the King, Dirt 3, or Dead Space 2. These young people are learning outside of our church. But you know, we can't blame the kids. How many of us will trip over people on Black Friday trying to get that sale on that Gucci bag? Or how many of us will prowl on a crowded bus to New York to get that Louis Vuitton or that Versace knockoff? It's not just the young people that are in the world and of the world. Yes. We are guilty too. Friends, thirsting for God means choosing God over our overly materialistic ways. I really don't think God has a problem with things, but when it replaces God in our lives, we need to be a model for our youth. Every Sunday, you see this new generation that Pepsi is talking about. We need to teach them to be aware of God and to rely on the Lord over all these material things. We need to help them understand what the church means and what are some of the things that we do in church that they may not understand. Little Johnny's mother looked out the window and noticed that he was playing church with their three little kittens. He had the kittens sitting in a row and he was preaching to them. She smiled and went about her work. A while later, she heard some loud meowing and hissing. dancing, and she ran back to the open window to see Johnny baptizing the kitchen kittens in a tub of water. She called out, "Johnny, stop that. Those kittens are afraid of water." Johnny looked at her and said, "They should have thought about that before they joined my church." The new slogan for Pepsi says, "Gotta have it." Our faith needs to get to the point where we gotta have it. We gotta have God. We gotta have God to wake us up. We gotta have God to keep us going, yes, to protect us, to teach us, to save us. Friends, we need to go on God's liquid diet. I say it over again, our faith has brought us here this day. Yes. Let us take it from this day forward. You start with God first. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom." We've got to start our day with God, looking for God. You know, I've heard people say, "I can't do anything without that first cup of coffee." Well, I got that too. Maxwell House, good to the last drop. Friends, a cup of coffee will only last you 20 minutes, but the Spirit of God will last you all day.
Yes.
Friends, coffee will give you a caffeine boost, but God will lift you higher on the wings of the morning.
Yes.
Friends, coffee will stain your teeth, but God will stain your heart with the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Friends, on this anniversary day, I invite you to join God's liquid diet. Be the person God has called you to be and share the love of God to a thirsty world that needs the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you too will become the person of God, and God will continue to bless you.